Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you can get that as well as 6 of my Fast Track Your Healing classes. And in addition, what's been really popular lately is an energy clearing and protection spray that you can actually make in your own home that helps to release negative energy in a room or on yourself, clear your auric field, create a beautiful, wonderful, positive energy force field that helps angels and other higher beings help you out. So that's we've had some great testimonials about that spray, so definitely get on my mailing list if you are not already. So you can get your downloadable how-to video on doing that. And with me today is my colleague and friend, Dr. Bradley Nelson. And I have to tell you, you know, Dr. Brad and his work has completely changed my life for the better. Not that my life was terrible before that, but I got to tell you, it's really shifted my practice. Knowing, you know, I knew some muscle testing previous to that, but I didn't really use it that much. I heard people using it for like, is a supplement good for you or not good for you and that kind of thing. But I think, you know, learning the emotion code with Dr. Brad, and I got to tell you, I got so much mileage just from reading the book. So if you're, like, not sure about this, you haven't heard about emotion code, definitely get a copy of the book. And Dr. Brad has graciously allowed me to give you this link so you can get a free class on it, a webinar, and some downloadable freebies from Dr. Brad on the emotion code. So write this down. It's www.karencan.com/emotion code book. So, again, karencan.com/emotion code book. And so you can get signed up and check out the free webinar there. And today we're going to be talking about abundance. Now, since learning the body code and the emotion code with Dr. Brad, like I said, my whole practice has completely morphed and changed. It is so amazing some of the stuff that we can do with people now that I had no idea we could ask these questions of God, you know, of source, and get answers. Now, of course, we don't want to say you can, you know, cure cancer or something like that. Like, you know, it's amazing how the body and the source will, if you ask the right questions, if you connect to source, if you, you know, use that spiritual connection, such amazing healings can happen. And so with Body Code 2.0, Dr. Brad taught us about interfering entities. And that really triggered something in me. And it seemed like I was like the everybody with entities come see Karen magnet, you know. And so it was like I was inundated. I started to become inundated with people with all sorts of physical, mental, emotional problems related to entities. And I got to tell you, I had a lot of fun doing it. I don't see entities necessarily as me, them, bad, good, you know, a war or anything like that, but more like they need help too. So my thing is to heal the entities, and we found several different types of entities and connected with other teachers. And so now I'm like known worldwide as like the doctor who clears entities to help heal her patients. And so I have so much gratitude for Dr. Brad, who's here with me today. And today we're specifically going to be talking about, in addition to the body code, specifically for abundance. So a lot of people are so interested in abundance. They are sick and tired of paycheck to paycheck. They know there's a better way. A lot of people are really interested in energy healing already, and they know what they want, who they are, but yet they're still struggling with their money. And I think this is wonderful that Dr. Brad has come out with a specific new set of trainings for abundance. And so if you are familiar with the Emotion Code Body Code, this is definitely for you. And if you're not, you know, definitely check out some of the resources. We posted it on the radio show page as well as my website. And in addition to today's show, where, by the way, you can ask live questions and have Dr. Brad test you out, what's going on with you, You can actually learn more about this Body Code Abundance program. So the website for that, you can go to my link. It's the easy to remember link, KarenCann.com/BodyCodeAbundance, all one word, Body Code Abundance. And that'll take you to a special page where you can go and sign up for the next webinar that's coming up. I believe it's in a couple of days. And these play intermittently, these webinars, and again, absolutely free. Dr. Brad and his team have made these available to people. I know he definitely has this mission from God, you know, to help as many people as possible. And I mean, I just look up to Dr. Brad because he's really doing it. He's really sharing his gift with so many people, and we are so lucky to have him here today to talk about this. And by the way, if you are on the line live, you can do a couple things to ask a question. I know we have some questions already typed in here. The guest call-in number is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1, so I know you have a question. We'll take people's questions as, you know, first come, first serve, that kind of thing. So 818-514-1190, and then hit 1. And then if you're online and you're not, you know, calling long distance, and I see a lot of people logged into the chat, you can actually type your question into the chat as well. And then once I'm done with my questions with Dr. Brad, then we'll take some of your questions. And if you're dying to know, you know, what's your number one abundance block, you know, and I'm sure Dr. Brad will be more than happy to, you know, do some mini healings on folks today. So we got some folks with their hands up already. Oh, yep, here we go. So Dr. Brad, welcome to the show, and thank you again for what is this, I think your third or fourth time on the show. I'm just so thrilled that you're here with us today.
Well, thank you, Karen. It's it's such an honor to be back on your show with you and your listeners. You know, I've done a lot of shows. We tried to figure out recently how many. We think somewhere around 1,000 shows, radio shows, and different
wow.
things, different shows of all kinds, which is really amazing. But so I've done way more shows than I can remember. But I love your show. It's way up there on my list. It's just so much fun. It's so great to talk to you. Your energy is so wonderful. So great to be here.
Oh, thanks. Okay. So thank you so much. Well, maybe for people that are maybe new, I have a whole bunch of new folks on my mailing list who are doing, you know, doing some entity healing work with me now. And some of them have actually, you know, recently bought the Emotion Code and actually signed up and bought the Body Code. Thank you very much. And but there are some folks that aren't really familiar with that. So maybe you can kind of review briefly, like, what is the Body Code? How does it work? And, you know, how did you actually figure all this stuff out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it really all has to do with the higher power and whatever you want to, you know, whatever you use, whatever name you might use, you know, God or source energy or, you know, father of the universe, I don't know, you know, whatever. What happened to me was that I had some experiences. I'll just make this really quick. But when I was 7 years old, I was miraculously healed from the measles because my mother asked my father to pray for me. And so I'm lying on this couch really ill. And my mom and dad knelt down by the side of the couch. My dad starts to pray for me that I'll be able to get well. And it was probably the first time in my life I'd ever heard my dad pray.
Wow.
But they were really worried about me. I was really sick, and I was supposed to go in the hospital the next day and go into what back then they called an oxygen tent, which they don't have anymore, but it dates, you know, you can tell how old I am. Shortly after they stopped bleeding people and doing leeches, they moved to the oxygen tent. But anyways, my dad is praying for me. I have this incredible experience where, starting at the top of my head, I have this change that goes whoosh through my body to the soles of my feet, and I'm healed just within like 1 second. And
wow.
And I waited. I didn't say anything because I held my tongue till my dad was done praying for me, which didn't take long. And when he was done, I said, I'm better. God healed me. I'm better. I'm better. And they said, well, that's fine, honey. You go back to sleep, man. Tomorrow you're going to the hospital. But I learned, and, you know, every moment of that experience I remember so clearly. I remember nothing else when I was that age.
Mm.
But I remember that so, so clearly. And I learned from that event that there is definitely a higher power, an unseen power that we can draw upon that can help us. So fast forward about 7 more years, and I ended up with kidney disease. And there was nothing medically that could be done for me, but I was healed of my kidney disease through the efforts of some holistic healers back then. And there weren't very many of them back then, but these people healed me. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do with my life. Well, as time went on, I got sidetracked into business and computers. And finally, one day, I was having a conversation with my father, and he made me think about going back to this idea of going into the healing arts. And so that night I prayed about it, and I asked God if he had anything to say about this, or, you know, because I was willing to do whatever. And that night I had this experience where I was awakened three different times to find my mind full of these warm, wonderful thoughts about how great it is to heal and help people naturally and so on. But the next day I wasn't convinced, and so I'm praying again. And that night I had the same experience three times, but this night it was, it's hard to describe, but geometrically more powerful. So I was awakened three times again on that second night. But each time that I was awakened, the feelings were just incredibly more and more and more powerful, till finally the third time on that second night, when I was awakened, the thoughts of service to mankind and humanity were just absolutely overwhelming. And right then I actually heard a voice that spoke to me, and it said, "This is a sacred calling." And I believe that was God or that higher power just saying, okay, here is this mission. If you want this, I will give this to you. And in my mind, there was no question about it. This is what I was doing. And so that's the mission that I'm on. Well, I didn't really understand what that really meant at that time. But now what's happening is this healing work is going all over the world. And when I got into practice, I got into this silent habit. Each time a person would come in to see me, and I practiced for 17 years in a brick-and-mortar practice and for 2 years in a distance practice, where I was seeing all kinds of people of all ages with all kinds of conditions. And I had created this habit for myself. I figured God had gotten me into this, and maybe he would help me with these people. So when somebody would come in to see me, no matter what was going on with them, I would just take a moment and just silently ask God to help me with this person. And it was a totally private, totally personal thing. Nobody ever knew I was doing this. But I have to tell you, it works. And there were times during those years when someone would come in to see me. And by the way, during the last 10 years of my practice, I was primarily seeing people that had been told there was no hope for them at all, no cure for them in Western medicine at all, period. And yet they pretty much all got well, with just a few exceptions. And it was during those years when somebody would come in with something that I didn't know how to approach or didn't know how to deal with, I would offer that silent prayer for help. And the information sometimes would just literally flood into my mind, just like an avalanche of information, just a huge download from up above about what to do with this person and how to look at their situation and what's going on. And sometimes it was a totally different way of looking at things than what I'd ever even imagined or considered before. And so one of the main things that I found during those years was that that we suffer from illnesses, physical and mental and emotional illnesses, and we have symptoms in our lives. And those symptoms were what drove people to come and see me. And sometimes the symptoms that they had were considered incurable by Western medicine. But symptoms are really just that. They're just symptoms. They're symptoms of something else. So if you have cancer, for example, or if you have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or lupus, or if you're suffering from depression or anxiety or PTSD or panic attacks or eating disorders, or if you feel like your bank account has holes in it, or you can't seem to find love and you just are alone and it seems like you can't make that work, those are all symptoms, you see. And what I found is that during those years, I was taught from up above, and I was learning and working day in, day out, you know, for all those years. And what I found was that there are really just six kinds of imbalances that cause all of the problems that we actually suffer from. And those six kinds of imbalances are In fact, if your listeners, what you might want to do if you're listening, you might want to take a piece of paper, and I'll explain to you what these six imbalances are. If you take a piece of paper and you draw a circle in the middle, and you write in the body code in that circle in the center of the paper, and then you draw three lines radiating out on the right side and three lines radiating out from the left side, and then you draw a circle, three circles at the end of those lines on the right side and three circles on the end of those lines on the left side, this represents the six different kinds of imbalances that cause all of the problems that we suffer from. And it doesn't really matter what you've been diagnosed with. It doesn't matter what your, you know, what kind of a label maybe has been put on you by Western medicine. It doesn't matter whether it's physical or mental or emotional symptoms that you're dealing with. There are really six underlying causes of all of our symptoms. And it's just that simple. And see, Western medicine looks at it in a completely different way. They believe, generally speaking, that the symptoms are the problem, and that the symptoms need to be dealt with. And so they come up with all kinds of medications and things to suppress the symptoms. And, you know, the problem with that is that I remember, for example, a woman that came in to see me who had had migraine headaches for 19 years. And she had taken all kinds of medications every day for 19 years. And we figured that if we could take all those all of those drugs that she'd taken over all those years, we'd probably be ankle deep in the room that we were in. And what we found was that she had a misalignment going on at the base of her skull, and it was causing the headaches. And we fixed that misalignment, and the headaches went away. They never came back. And I have to tell you how she felt. She was furious about it. She was so angry because she was grateful that the headaches were gone. But she was so mad that none of these doctors over all of those years had given her any clue that there might be some other way to get well. She was furious about it because she had suffered so much, and it had cost her so much in her life. All the things she couldn't do, all the events she couldn't attend, all the plays and things that she missed that her kids put on, you know, just on and on and on. She was just really angry. Well, there's a better way. And the way the medical profession looks at it is if you've got some kind of a symptom, it's kind of like this. Imagine you're driving your car down the highway and your check engine light comes on and you pull off and you pull into an auto repair place and they have your car for a while and the mechanic eventually comes back out and says, oh, we figured out the problem. And you say, well, what was the problem? And the mechanic says, oh, your check engine light was on. We've disconnected it. You're good to go. This is how Western medicine takes care of us. This is true. Now, don't get me wrong. Western medicine is great if you've got some kind of an acute problem. I mean, you know, if you get hit by a train and your leg gets torn off, Western medicine can put your leg back on, which is incredible, right? Western medicine is great for acute problems, right? But for most of the problems that we suffer from, Western medicine doesn't really have a good solution for us. And so they focus on the check engine light. Now, let me tell you what we have learned. Well, first of all, to finish up a little bit about the body code, I used to be a computer programmer. And so all those years that I was in practice, I was trying to merge the computer knowledge that I had with the computer mind of the patients that I was working on. Because the reality of it is every single one of us has this computer within us that knows exactly what's wrong with us. Every single person. We have a subconscious mind that is so incredibly intelligent. In fact, Karen, I don't know if I told you this, but you know, for many years I've been teaching and telling people the common belief is that that we use about 5 to 10% of our mind, and that's our conscious mind. 5 to 10%. And that's where we make our decisions and we attend school and we, you know, watch the news and everything else. That's our conscious mind, right? And so 90 to 95% of us is conscious or subconscious rather. The subconscious mind is extremely intelligent, way more intelligent than our conscious mind. In fact, the subconscious mind is the part of us that can take a ham sandwich and can convert that over into cardiac muscle tissue or new nerve cells. I mean, it's so far beyond our ability to even comprehend that we don't even try to comprehend it. Well, what happened was recently, I realized that the conscious mind had to be a lot less than 5 or 10% of our intelligence. So I prayed about this, and I started doing some testing, and I got an answer, and I don't guarantee that this is correct, but I believe it is. Check this out. I believe that the conscious mind is 0.00000001%. That's eight zeros and a one percent of our actual intelligence. So the subconscious mind is inverse of that. So what does that mean? Well, you know, when people die and they go to the other side and they come back and they, of course, these are the only ones we hear from, right? The other ones stay gone. But some come back, right? And one of the things that they often say is that when they get to the other side, they find that their mind expands to a point that is just like unbelievable. They're able to ask hundreds of, or thousands of questions simultaneously of the universe, and all the answers flow in instantly and are all comprehended perfectly. That's, I think, who we really are. Right now, who we are is we are these beings that are living this sort of a diminished existence, and I believe there are definite reasons for that. When we come into this world, our access to our total intelligence is dialed way, way, way back. If it were dialed back any further, I think we'd be completely stupid. And that, you know, most of us are partially stupid as it is at best, right? But anyway, so what the body code is it's this system that I use during those years in practice. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this, Karen, but I had this vague idea when the emotion code was published in 2007, which of course is all about getting rid of our emotional baggage, and that alone is really powerful. But I had this idea that eventually I should put together everything that had to do with the body code, because I thought, you know, this system is so powerful, it's got to just be for doctors, and it will change everything that they're doing. It will change their lives and change their practice. And so I had this vague idea that I'd probably charge somewhere between $20,000 to $50,000 to doctors for this, right? And I thought, doctors will pay that, and they'll be happy, and it'll be the best thing that they ever did. I mean, when I was in practice, I had a room full of physical therapy equipment that cost me $40,000, and it was just to try to help people a little bit, to heal a little bit faster. And so I thought, this will be an amazing thing. Well, about a year after the Emotion Code book was published, something dramatic happened. I had this experience where I woke up one morning and my mind was full of instruction, and I was being told very specifically to do something very specific. I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this, but it was pretty interesting. And the instruction was, and I remember this verbatim, and the instruction was, you need to take everything that you've learned about natural healing and put it into a self-study course that anyone can learn and make it available to everyone everywhere. And I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that my first thought was, are you serious about this? And then I sat on this for 3 months, and I thought about it constantly, but I did nothing for about 3 months.
I get it. I hear you.
Get it? I sat on it, and then I finally started working because I thought, you know, this is really going to be a big project. And it took me a year to create Body Code 1.0, and that's a year that I didn't work on anything else, just that, day in, day out, probably 10 or 12 hours a day. And that was Body Code 1.0. And then in 2013, completely revamped the body code, took it apart, put it back together, put in everything that was missing, added things like entities and curses, right? And and that's the body code. So really what the body code is this, it's the most advanced self-study course on energy healing that exists on the planet. And some of the things that are in the body code you won't find anywhere else, because I learned those things from up above. And so it's an amazing thing. It's a way to help you get out of your own way. It's a way to find all those imbalances that are going on in your body and get rid of them. And the fascinating thing about abundance is that I believe that abundance is our natural state, because I believe that that we're all children of a higher power, or God, or whatever you want to call it. And we truly are children of that higher power. And that higher power has all the abundance in the universe. And so that's really who we are. But we come into this world and we start getting lied to from day one. And we start picking up imbalances right away. We start picking up imbalances like trapped emotions and traumas and, you know, false beliefs and things like that. And so in order for us to actually claim that abundance that is our birthright, if you will, it's really all about just getting rid of those imbalances. And so we've created this abundance guide that helps people to use the body code to find their imbalances that are going on. And it's really fun what happens. In fact, we got a testimonial from a woman. She said, I bought the abundance guide with the video series that accompanies it and did it on my husband a few weeks ago. He was just offered a job with a $50,000 pay raise. We were speechless when the offer came through. So yes, I'd say it worked. I might add that as you write your goals, don't be afraid to dream big. When my husband wrote his goal of $11,000 per month, I laughed at him. But that's exactly what he's been offered. So
well,
believe that it
great.
Will happen and be ready to be amazed, right? So fun.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Well, and you know, abundance is, even though abundance is our birthright, so many people struggle with abundance and with creating abundance. And so many people battle it all their lives. And if you think about all of the things that you've done in your life, and I've done all these things, I mean, to try to create abundance, you know, what I've done things like positive thinking, read books about that, you know, watched the movie, The Secret, read the book, you know, tried that, meditation, you know, reading different books, lots of different books to try to create abundance, and done lots of seminars. And this is what everybody does that is really serious about it. You try everything. You turn over every stone you can to try to create abundance for yourself. But what we have found is that it's really all about what's going on within you. It's really about the imbalances that are going on inside of you. In fact, I have to tell you, recently in one of our webinars, we worked on a woman named Tina. And she's a concert violinist, and she was just really having a lot of trouble. And she said, I worked on her, and she wrote in, she said, yesterday, my checking account was in overdraft, but right after the call, I made a killing in extra tips during a performance. I was able to deposit the money 15 minutes before the end of the business day, bring my account back to positive, and avoid incurring overdraft fees. Talk about quick results. And, you know, just so fun.
Oh, man,
so,
that's fantastic.
Isn't that so fun? And then she actually sent in let's see. She sent in another comment about the next day, something that happened. And let me just see if I can find this really quick, because it's so funny. And just really so neat. Let me see here. Hold on. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's see. She said, actually, you know what? I'm not sure exactly where this is. I can't quite find it. Anyway, but yeah, she wrote in, and the next day things were going even better. And it's all about getting rid of those imbalances. You know, another woman wrote in, Angela, she said, she's one of our practitioners, Angela Hanna. She said, one woman that she was working with in Paris was putting in late hours and working so hard and yet nothing was manifesting for her. She was in her mid-40s and needed to secure a nest egg. I said her subconscious would tell us the reason. We traced the root cause to a physical trauma she had experienced when she was 12 years old. A disturbing memory surfaced, and her eyes filled with tears. As a girl, she had the opportunity to make money doing some odds and ends for an elderly neighbor. Her family was going through some financial difficulty. She returned home so proud and happy that she earned money for her hard work. Her father demanded she give him her money. She resisted. As a consequence, he beat her and forcefully took the money from her. A month after our session, she left the company she had been working for and went into business for herself. She is now doing what she loves and pays herself well.
That is great. No, that's, but, yeah, I, you know, yeah. We see this stuff all the time. And I love how with the body code and the emotion code, you can very, very quickly determine what, you know, if there is an imbalance, if there's even a hidden imbalance, that what category it's in, what it's from. I know you said before that with the emotion code that covers almost 80%, you know, of the issues. Is that still true when it comes to abundance and money and prosperity?
Well, yeah, I would say it is. But the abundance guide that we've come up with is really wonderful because it helps you to really zero in and figure out what's going on. And you can find things that I think otherwise would be difficult or impossible maybe to actually uncover. So if you've got a volunteer that that wants to work on their own abundance.
We got a bunch here. That's great. We'll start with Julie. Now, Julie has a wonderful story that she shared with me. She says, Dear Karen, Dr. Brad, I've been using the emotion code last year to clear emotions. Dr. Karen has helped me clear a lot of the dark stuff. So we recently had done a group energy clearing, and she said that 35-plus years of suicidal depression had actually lifted from her. And she was actually, before she knew that I was going to be speaking, doing an interview, she actually was planning to kill herself that weekend, Dr. Brad, and she stopped.
Oh, man.
Because there was something about, you know, what I said or whatever that sparked her interest. So when she was on the group healing, this is the free interview, and she said it just lifted, whatever that was, just lifted. So now she's trying to rebuild a new life, she says. She says she's still seemingly blocked towards abundance, and she said any suggestion would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Julie. So Julie has, obviously you have Julie's permission to test her.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah. And can we get Julie on the line? Is she on the call?
Yes. Let me see. Julie, can you tell me which phone number yours is? Because I know you've written in and you've called in. So if you could just put that on the chat, then I know which one of you to unmute because I don't know Julie's number. Well, actually, I could find it out if she doesn't do that. Let's see. Oh, she's typing. Okay. So area code 916. Oh, there you are. Okay, Julie.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Julie.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Hello. Thank you so much.
All right. Great. Wonderful. Let's take a look at you. By the way, just out of curiosity, where in the world are you?
Julie, where do you live?
Here. Can you hear me now? I live in West Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, let's do this. Here's what we're going to do. One of the things that we have found in the that we explain and that we give you in this abundance guide is something that we call a mode evaluation. Now, understand how this works. That if you think about, for example, the movie The Secret, or the book. Do you remember that movie or book, Julie?
I do, yeah.
Okay, well, you'll recall that in The Secret, it was all about changing what you're thinking about consciously, and that will change what you attract into your life. And that's true, right? I mean, it does work. The problem, though, is that the subconscious mind is the vast bulk of your intelligence. And so if you consciously want to create abundance, but your subconscious mind doesn't want to create abundance, what will happen is you won't be able to create abundance. Or if you consciously struggle and battle and finally create abundance, what will happen is your subconscious mind will see to it that you sabotage that and you get back to a state of lack. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to do some remote testing here with you. And one of the things that we teach in the Emotion Code and the Body Code is how the human body has this amazing ability to set aside its own needs to act on behalf of someone else. And we call this working by proxy for another person. And so what I'm going to do here, Julie, is I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to ask for some help from our Father up above, who loves us and loves you and wants to see you succeed. Give me just a moment here and we'll tune in. Okay, Julie. Now, I'm going to be muscle testing myself. And if we were on video, I could show you how this works. But basically, I'm going to be using what we call the ring and ring method, which is where I make a ring with my thumb and my forefinger on both hands. And then I just put those rings together. And when I ask questions of your subconscious mind, those answers manifest on my body as strength. So when I pull the rings, when I try to pull them apart, they tend to stay together. And if the answer is no, coming out of your subconscious mind, my subconscious mind picks that up and the rings will break. So let's ask some questions here and I'll show you how this works. First of all, at any given time, your subconscious mind let me explain it this way. Right now, your subconscious mind, as far as abundance goes, could be divided into three different modes. In other words, a certain part of your subconscious mind might be in abundant mode, moving towards abundance. Another part of your subconscious mind may be more in alignment with stagnant mode, we would call it. And then another part of your subconscious mind might be stuck in lack mode and try to keep you there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Three modes. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask what percentage of your subconscious mind is moving towards abundance. Is it 50%? I get a no. 40%, 30, 20, 10, 11, 12, 13. So I get about 12% of your subconscious is moving towards abundant mode, okay? So that's not very much of you, okay? Ideally, what we like to see people do is create a situation where they're 100% in abundance mode. That's when things really start to happen for you. But let's take a look and see where you're at. How much of your subconscious mind is in stagnant mode? Is 50% of you in stagnant mode? 40%, 41, 42, 43. So 42% of you is in stagnant mode, okay? All right, so that means that 46% of your subconscious mind is actually in what we call lack mode. So the majority of your subconscious mind is actually stuck in kind of a negative sort of state, in lack mode. So it's going to be really hard to create financial abundance or abundance really of anything, love or health or anything, if your subconscious mind is mainly stuck in lack mode. So here's what we do. We use the body code, and the body code is simply it's like a window into the subconscious mind. It's a computer system. It's an app, really, that runs on Windows and Mac computers and iPhones and Android phones and tablets and things. And it's a mind mapping system, which is just a way to organize a lot of information. Your subconscious mind already knows what's in the body code, even if you've never heard of it, never seen it before, because the subconscious mind of every individual is tied into the database of all it is, universal intelligence or whatever you want to call it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask, is there an underlying reason why 46% of your subconscious mind is in lack mode? And the answer is yes. And if we're looking at the body code, we can just ask these questions and get some answers. Where is this imbalance? Your subconscious mind has a specific imbalance in mind right now. that's keeping you in lack mode. And what is it? Is it something on the right side of the body code? That's a no. Is it toxins or something in the circuitry of the body? It's definitely an energy of some kind. And is it on the left or the right here? Is it something emotional? So is this a trapped emotion? Yes. Okay. So there's a trapped emotion in there. And let's see what trapped emotion this is. Is it listed in column A? Yes. Is it in one of the odd rows? Uh-huh. Is it in row 1 or 3? It's in row 3, column A. Is the emotion crying? No. Is it discouragement? No. Is it rejection? Yes. So there's a trapped emotion in there of rejection, okay? And we need to know more about this. We do. Julie, how old are you right now?
52.
52, okay. This rejection emotion, did this occur earlier than age 30? Yes. Earlier than 20? Yes. Earlier than 10? Yes. Did it occur earlier than 5? Yes. So I'm muscle testing here. I'm getting these strong answers. This goes back a long way. Did this occur earlier than birth for you? Oh, it did. Did it occur during the time you were in the womb? No, this occurred earlier than birth. So this is what we call a preconception emotion. Now, these are kind of unusual, but here's what we believe about this. What we believe is that before we come to this world and before we are born into these mortal bodies, we live with God in this place of perfection, and we're surrounded with unconditional love and intelligence and beauty and everything else. And then we come into this world, and we forget everything that we knew from our life before. And there are reasons for that, because this is kind of a testing ground. We're here to decide what we're going to do with our lives and if we're going to choose light or dark, whatever. But you can trap an emotion before you are born. And that's what this one is. This is an emotion of rejection that you felt before you were actually even born or conceived. So let's ask if we need to know more about that. No. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to release this energy, this trapped emotion of rejection. What I'm doing is I'm passing a magnet from my forehead over the top of my head to the back of my neck. And it just takes a few swipes to release that emotion. So let's ask, did we release that emotion of rejection from you? Yes. Okay, so let's come back now and take a look at your lack mode number, because it was 46 before. And where is that number now? Is it 46 anymore? No. Is it 40? No. 30? No. 20? No. 10, yes. 15, no. 14, no. 13. So that took it down from 46 to 13. Now, this is going to change the other numbers as well, typically, okay? Because all of these three numbers, abundant mode, stagnant mode, and lack mode, they all have to equal 100%. And so we've changed lack mode from 46 to 13. So that's a huge jump. So let's do it again. Let's ask, is there another underlying reason why you are in, why 13% of you is in lack mode? And the answer is yes. And is it something emotional? It is. Is it a trapped emotion? Yes. Is it in column A? No, it's in column B on our chart, the emotion code chart. By the way, if you're sitting at home, you're on your computer, you can go to Google and type in emotion code chart and just look for the images and you'll see lots of them. So it's a list of 60 emotions divided into two columns and six rows, and I'm just going through and figuring out what this is. So this next emotion is in column B on our chart here of emotions, and one of the odd, even rows in two, four, it's in row 4, column B. Is the emotion depression or frustration? It's actually a trapped emotion of depression. And do we need to know more about this? We do. When did this occur? You're 52. Did this occur earlier than 40? Yes. Earlier than 30? No. So between 30 and 40, between 30 and 35, around 36 or 37, 38, around age 38. Okay. So that was, 38, 14 years ago or so. Does that ring a bell? 2002, 2001, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I don't know specifically about that age. There's been a lot of trauma and drama in my life, so it's like.
Okay. Okay. All right. So do we need to know more about this? No. But that emotion became trapped in your body sometime around that age. These are accurate within a year, plus or minus. So I'm releasing that one now with a magnet, just going over the top of the head to the back of the neck to release that. This is one of the things that was keeping you in lack mode, see? So you see what this is all about and why this is such a breakthrough is that we now know how we can go in and we can actually delete the things that are keeping you, keeping your subconscious mind from aligning with what you want consciously. See, when you align your subconscious mind with what you want consciously and those two are in line, then amazing things happen. One of my favorite stories is actually from a woman. I have to read this one to you. This is from a woman named Amber Birkin. She said, I did a practice session with a friend using the abundance guides and the body code, and I got her to 100% abundance mode. She had been trying to rent out a house for over a year unsuccessfully. The next day after the session, three people suddenly wanted to rent the house. It is now rented. She is so happy and attributes this to the session we did. I can't wait to see what else we will learn if this is the effect of just one simple process. Think about that. I mean, you know, it's amazing how this works. So let's see where we're at now in your case with your lack, your 13% lack mode. Let's see where you are now. Is 13% of your subconscious mind in lack mode now? No. Is 10%? No. 5 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 or 0. So that got you actually to 0. Now, sometimes this takes longer. Sometimes there are more imbalances that people have, and it's it can take more time than this. So in your case, I mean, this is like a rocket. You're really going quick here, and that's awesome. So we got you to 0%. So let's see what your other modes look like, okay? We got you to 0% lack mode, okay? What percent of you now is in stagnant mode? It was 42% before. So what is it now? Is it is 10% of you in stagnant mode? Mm-hmm. 20%, yes. 30%, no. 21%, no. 20% of you is in stagnant mode. So what does that mean? That means that suddenly, and I'm telling you, you're going to see things happen here. 80% of you now is in abundant mode. That's a jump from 12%, okay? So before you were 12% of your subconscious was in abundant mode, 42% of you was stagnant mode, and 46% was lack mode. Now you're 0% lack mode, 20% stagnant, and 80% abundance. So this is how this actually works. It's a completely different way of working with the subconscious mind, realizing that the subconscious mind is really what you have to fix. If you want to create abundance, you can read every book about abundance ever written. You can listen to every tape series or CD or DVD. You can go to every seminar known to man about abundance. But if your subconscious mind is not in alignment, forget it. It's not going to happen. You might be able to struggle hard and create abundance temporarily, but then it's going to go away because your subconscious mind won't allow you to keep it unless it's in alignment. This is the beauty of this. It's a huge, huge breakthrough, really, in abundance. And we're having so much fun with this because it works. And, you know, let me read you another testimony. This is from Amy. She said, she worked with a client. She says, I worked with a client, Stacy, who was also an energy healer to help her break through her blocks around money and business. To be honest, she was pretty doom and gloom, saying things like, I'll never have money. It will never be possible for me. I'll never be able to pay my bills. I'll never have clients. It was pretty awful. In our work together, we found so many underlying causes for all of that. Idea allergies, despair anchors, curses, saboteurs. This is all stuff that you find in the body code. It took a few sessions, but it was pretty amazing what happened for her. She developed the confidence to quadruple her rates. She started attracting more and more clients consistently, signing more of them up for regular sessions, and basically just transformed her practice from going nowhere to a busy, profitable business. It was so satisfying to see her start to own her worth and feel how powerful and effective she could be doing the work she loves. So fun. So that's great, Julie.
Great.
Yeah, getting you to 80% that fast was awesome, and I think this is going to make a huge – you watch and see what happens. It's going to be fun.
I want to tell you thank you so much, and I also listened to you when you had this class online about this abundance course, your personal one on your own site. I listened to that, and I want to tell you what just happened. In that class, someone called in, and they had a lack of a will to live, and that really resonated with me, that lack of a will to live. You were going through the slides and everything. Well, anyway, I just muscle tested myself, and my will to live is at 100% now. I feel like my cells are, like, jumping for joy.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for helping me.
You're so welcome.
Pleasure.
Keep us posted, okay? Let us know how you do.
Yeah,
I'm really excited.
Billy and I are connected, so I'll let you know when she
shares
with us.
Thank you.
When the majority of your subconscious mind suddenly is in abundant mode, I mean, wow, amazing things can start to happen for you. So,
Very cool. Well, and just to give people the link in case you're interested in what Julie was talking about, Dr. Brad's team has a free 90-minute webinar. And again, Dr. Brad does take real live volunteers. So this live webinar, the next one is going to be on Thursday, November 3rd, and you can go to KarenCann.com/bodycodeabundance, and that'll take you right to their page so you can sign up for this free webinar. Thank you, Dr. Brad, for the freebies. We appreciate it. I have a question here of how does one if I have the body code already body code certified, motion code certified, how do I get or how do I purchase the abundance guides, which is an add-on to the body code?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you how to do that. What you do is you go to healerslibrary.com, which is our main website, and you need to be logged in. Okay, so if you already own the body code, you can get it. You need to log in at Healers Library, and then you go to healerslibrary.com/ abundance-package. Now, an abundance-package is all lowercase. So it's healerslibrary.com/abundance-package, and it's all lowercase. And that's it. And then there's a link there, and you can get it.
Okay. Great. Excellent. So after you log in, then you type in healerslibrary.com/abundance-package.
Yeah, exactly right. You got to be logged in or it won't take you there, because once you're logged in, then it knows if you already own the body code, and then it will allow you to go to this page. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. One of the emotion code people who couldn't be on live, but she said to ask you this question. She said, I have some clients that are sensitive to magnets. She says, how do you feel about these people that might be sensitive to magnets? She muscle test whether it would be better to use crystals or her finger. I'm thinking she could also proxy for them, right? So if they're sensitive to magnets for whatever reason.
Yeah, those are all viable options. I mean, what we have found, I'll tell you the story of how this really came about. I was using magnets during the process of that. I was discovering all of this stuff. I was using the magnets made by Nikken, the Japanese magnet company. And so when I was writing the Emotion Code book, I realized that I had never really tested any other kinds of magnets. I assumed that it was that only the Nikken magnets would work. So I started testing all kinds of magnets. And what we have found is that any kind of magnet will work. Any strength of magnet, any polarity of magnet, and in fact, what it's really all about is your intention. And if you're working on someone, for example, and they're sensitive to magnets, that's totally okay. You can use your hands, okay? Your hands also have a magnetic field. Or, like Karen was mentioning, you could actually act as proxy for that person, or if they're there, you know, right with you, you could act as a surrogate for them and just clear it on yourself with a magnet or your fingertips or whatever you want. See, the reality of it is when we're putting that, when we're sliding that magnet over the top of the head, from the forehead over the top of the head to the back of the neck, or down the back if you're working with someone else, what you're really doing is just putting energy into the governing meridian, which which is one of the main meridians of the body that connects up with all the other meridians. And so the reality of it is, you know, you can use just about anything. You could use a crystal, you could use a laser, you could, sky's the limit practically. But magnets are great because they're really ubiquitous. Everybody's got magnets in their house. You know, you've got them on your fridge. And what we find is that, if you can use your hands, or if you got a Hello Kitty magnet, that works great, or the magnet from your plumber. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, the governing vessel, when you look at the acupuncture numbers, Dr. Brad, the one at the top of the head, governing vessel 20, is like the highest one, and then the lowest one is near, you know, the butt crack, for lack of a better word. So people want to know, why are we sweeping down rather than up, which is the usual direction of the governing vessel meridian flow of chi, which is normally from down to
up. And absolutely. And that's a great question. And the answer to that question is that there's more going on with the meridian, I think. There's more going on than what we really understand. Because even though the flow of that meridian goes from the tailbone up over the top of the head, and it flows that way, when I was in practice, what I found over many years of testing people, that the subconscious mind would always want me to swipe this particular direction. We would always swipe down to release the emotions. Now, there are some occasions where in the body code where you go the other direction, but it's all just been asking the subconscious and allowing the subconscious mind to direct us. And so over the course of many years and asking many, many, many patients over many years, it was always the same. So that's how we do it. And it works, so the proof is in the pudding. Whatever works.
Right, whatever works, exactly.
Right.
Now, Dr. Brad, I don't know what kind of time that you have, but we have some more hands up. Were you willing to take any more live callers?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so here we go. I have a caller with the area code starting with 704. So you've been waiting a long time. Hello, who's this?
Hello, Dr. Ken. This is Mariana. Hi, Dr. Brad.
Mariana, hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm so grateful. Okay.
Sure.
I have a lot of problems, and Dr. Ken helped me a lot earlier this month, or last month, and I'm sure I still have a lot to go. So whatever you can help me with, I would be more than grateful.
Okay. Well, since our call is about abundance, is there anything we can do to help you there?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Okay, I'll tell you what let's do. Here's another way that we do this with the body code. We do something called a goal alignment evaluation. And what we do here is we create a specific sentence for you, which is essentially a goal, okay? And then we see how aligned your subconscious mind is with this goal. So I'm going to read this goal to you, and I'm going to have you fill in the blanks really quickly, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. All right. How much money would you like to be creating per year or month?
A lot.
Okay. Come up with a number, whatever you think would be ideal. What would create abundance for you? And the sentence is, I am easily creating and receiving blank amount of money per month, okay?
Okay,
so
I am on disability, so I don't even know if I'm going to ever be able to work, but if it's meant to be minimum $50,000.
Okay, great, we'll do $50,000. Per month, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, not per month. Sorry, per year.
Oh, okay, per year.
Yeah.
50,000 per year. Okay, while working, how many hours per week or day?
I get healed full time. 40 hours.
40 hours a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doing what? Which, some form of work that you love?
Oh, my God. I would love to be a healer.
Okay. Well, and you can. Okay. doing healing, which you love. Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. While maintaining excellent health and energy, having plenty of time for pastimes I enjoy, such as what kind of pastimes would you like to be able to be doing?
Healing.
Okay.
Well,
healing.
No, on your spare time.
Spare time. Yeah, like hiking or painting.
Figure skating.
Anything. Absolutely. That gives me joy. I like a lot of stuff. Craft.
I'll just pick.
Design.
Pick one. That, go ahead.
Something crafty. Designing.
Designing.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And then the rest of this is, and also nurturing healthy, loving relationships and keeping all other areas of my life balanced and happy. So, okay, so this is a specific sentence that we have created here. And let's find out now how aligned your subconscious mind is with achieving this goal. Is your subconscious mind 50% aligned with this? No. 40% aligned with it? No. 30%? No. 10%? Yeah. 11, yep, 12, yep, 13, 14, yep, 15, no, 14%. So you're 14% aligned with this, which means it's not going to really happen, right?
Oh, my God.
Not going to happen. But let's see why you're not more aligned with this. Give me just a moment here, and
I'm
going to ask for some help for us up above. This is the key, really, I believe, to see the highest duty of the healer, I believe, is to act as a go-between for that higher power. And so that's why we teach it this way, that you want to make that connection. Otherwise, you're on your own. But if you ask for help, then, you know, with God, all things are possible. So give me just a moment. Okay, Mariana, let's see if I've got a good connection. Can I act as proxy for you? Yes. Okay, so you're 14% aligned with the goal. Is there a reason why you're only 14% aligned with this goal? Yes. What's the reason? Is it on the right, the left, toxin circuits? It's some kind of an energy. Is it something on the left side? No. Addictive heart energy, allergy, intolerance. So definitely something emotional. And so is this a trapped emotion? It is. Is it in column A or B? It's in column B. Is it in one of the odd rows? No. So is it in row 2 or 4 or 6? It's in row 6. Is this emotion pride or shame? Is it shock, unworthy, or worthless? Okay, those were all negative. So what that means is this is actually an inherited trapped emotion. Okay, so this is an emotion that you received at conception from mom or dad. Let's see what the emotion is that you inherited, and then we'll figure out who it came from. Is it inherited pride, inherited shame, inherited shock, or unworthy or worthless? It's an inherited emotion of feeling worthless, totally worthless. This came to you from your mother. Did she get it from somebody earlier? From her mother, yep. And did she get it from her mother, yep. And did she get it from her mother, yep, okay. So does this stay in the mother's line? That's what we have so far, mother, 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 mother. It stays in the mother's line, and does it go back further? Does it go back to 10 generations or 20 or 15 or 14. It goes back 14 generations. 14 generations. Now, if we say 14 generations, we take that and we multiply that times 22 years for a generation, it comes out to about 308 years. So if we subtract 2016 from 308, we get about 1708. So somebody back then had a bad day, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
And that energy got passed down. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
So do we need to know more about this? No. But now think about this, okay? Think about this. This is a fascinating thing. There is an energy in your body that is several hundred years old. It's a specific frequency of energy. All emotions are different. Frequency, this frequency, the feeling of worthlessness, it doesn't even belong to you. It's not yours. It was passed down to you from your mom. She got it from her mom. And it goes back all of those generations. So, let's see if we can, do we need to know more about this? No, let's go ahead. We'll release this now. So I'm just going to pass a magnet from my forehead over the top of my head, back to my neck. All right, awesome. Let's take a look now. Let's ask, did we release that worthless emotion from you? Yes. Did it clear from your mom and her mom and all those moms all the way back? Yes, it did. All right, awesome. So now,
thank you.
Let's see what kind of a number we get on your alignment. How aligned are you now with achieving this goal that we created together? How aligned is your subconscious mind with achieving that goal now? Is it 20% aligned with it? Yes. 30% aligned? Yes. 40%? Yes. 50%? Yes. 60%? Wow. 70%? No. Okay, so 65, 64, 63. That bumped you up to 63% alignment.
Awesome.
Pretty cool, right?
Awesome. Very. Oh, my gosh.
So now we can try to do another one. I'm not sure how much time we've got or
well, that's up to you, Dr. Brad.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can do one more here. Let's ask, is there another underlying reason why your subconscious mind is only 63% aligned with this goal? And yeah, there's another reason. And is the reason, let's see, it looks like it is something else emotional. Is it a trapped emotion or a heart wall? No, it's what we call an emotional resonance. Now, an emotional resonance is where you feel an emotion intensely, and rather than becoming trapped in the body into a ball of energy, it leaves your body ringing with this particular frequency. Kind of like if you took a hammer and you hit a big bell with a hammer, you know, bong, it would ring for a while. You come back an hour later, you can't hear it, but your dog can. It's still ringing. Your body's ringing with a certain frequency. Let's see what frequency this is. Is it listed in column A? No, so it's in column B. Is it in one of the odd rows in column B? Is it in row 1? Row 1, column B. Is it effort unreceived? No. Heartache? No. Insecurity? No. Overjoy? No. Vulnerability? No. Okay, so this is also inherited, right? Another inherited one.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. All right, so is this inherited effort unreceived? No. Is it inherited heartache? Yeah, this is an inherited resonance of heartache.
Really?
And it's interfering with your ability to really manifest abundance in your life. So that's just how this works. So this came from who? Did it come from your mom? No, it came from your dad when you were conceived. Did he get it from somebody earlier? From his dad, from his mom? It came from your father's mother. Did she get it from somebody earlier? From her father, from her mother? Okay, she got it from her mom. Did she get it from somebody earlier? From her mom? Okay, so we have a pattern forming here. You got it from your dad, but he got it from his mom. She got it from her mom. She got it from her mom. Does this stay in the mother's line now? I get a yes. Does it go back further? Yes. Does it go back 10 generations? Yes. Does it go back 20? Yes. Wow. Does it go back 30? No. 25, 24, 23, 22. This goes back 22 generations.
Oh, my God. Lucky me.
Yeah. So let's figure this one out. 22 generations times 22 years for a generation. That's 484 years. Minus 2016, that comes out to somewhere around 1532 AD, give or take maybe 20 years. So, again, here's an energy, and this particular one is heartache. Now, during your lifetime, what this would do is it would make you more prone to feel heartache. So I would imagine that in your life you've had a fair amount of heartache. Is it also going to draw things in your life to create heartache? Does that ring a bell?
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh my gosh, every step in my life was heartache since I was born.
Okay. Do we need to know more about this? No. Now, something that I need to share with you, and that is that all of these ancestors that have passed on, they are also holding this energy in their spirits. And so they want to get this released. And so they show up every time we do this. So they're not here with me, but they are right there with you. All of them that have passed on are there with you.
Oh,
and
God.
If you open your heart, you'll be able to feel that they're there, all those ancestors. They're there because they're about to have this some healing done on themselves too, right? As we release this from you, we're going to release it from them. So let's go ahead and do this now. Okay, we'll just start swiping
Thank
the
you.
Magnet. Sure.
Awesome.
There we go, 10 swipes. All right, did we release that heartache energy from you? Did it clear from your dad and his mom? Did it clear from everybody all the way back? Yes, it did. Now think about something, okay? When we go back 22 generations like this one, think about how many people descended from that grandmother of yours. I mean, it could be 10,000 people or 100,000 people, I don't know. But what we just did is we released that particular trapped emotion from everybody. And how many people that is, I don't know, but it released it from all of them. Now, let's check and see how aligned you are, okay? Okay, that particular sentence, this is a goal. I am easily creating and receiving $50,000 per year while working 40 hours per week doing healing, which I love, while maintaining excellent health and energy, having plenty of time for pastimes I enjoy, such as designing and also nurturing healthy, loving relationships, and keeping all other areas of my life balanced and happy. How aligned is your subconscious mind with that goal now? It was 63%. Is it 70% aligned, 80% aligned, 90% aligned, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100? You are now 100% aligned.
Oh, my God.
That
oh, my goal. God, Dr. Bradley. Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm so grateful. This is incredible, and I'm honored to help those souls. Oh, this is so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you know, doing this is fun, and it's really easy, but what's really fun is to see what happens afterwards, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is magic. Oh, I am so elated to be a healer. This is like my soul calling.
That's great. So, Mariana, do you have the body code or emotion code yet?
Yes, I did. A friend of mine sometimes do it, and she taught me how to, but I cannot. But I feel like somebody has to do it for me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this could be your future. So, check out the register for Dr. Brad's webinar, okay?
Yeah.
And, get connected on his mailing list. And you never know. This might be, I'm not saying it is, but this might be your way of, doing your dream and becoming the healer you want to be. What I find about Dr. Brad's system is that it's so user-friendly. Like some of the other, many, many talented healers have all different kinds of ways of healing. And I'm kind of structured. I like knowing, what's going on. And I'm not really, really super clairvoyant yet. Like I see stuff in my mind occasionally. But a lot of people aren't born with being able to see and hear their guides and whatever. So with the body code, it's like a wonderful go-between between me and Source, me and the universe, me and God. And I just find it so quick and just incredibly powerful. So anyway, so I encourage you to check it out, Marianne, and thank you so much for your
thank
call.
Thank you. There's no, oh, my gosh. I have no words. May you be blessed forever and ever from infinity to infinity. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh,
well, you're so welcome, sweetie. Keep us posted, okay? Let us know how things go.
Thank
all right?
You so,
and,
so much. Thank
a lot
you.
Of the time, one of the easiest ways to become a healer is to read the emotion code book, and you can learn how that works, and then you can start practicing on people. And the emotion code certification program, we have almost 3,000 certified emotion code practitioners now in 63 countries around the world. It's less than $1,000. You can take 6 months to go through the program, and we walk you through it, and you learn everything step by step, and then you can actually do it for a living if you want to, and you could easily make $50,000 a year. I mean, you wouldn't need to work 40 hours a week. I mean, nowhere close to that. If you worked doing the emotion code, and you were working 40 hours a week. I can't even imagine how much that would be. But if you were doing 40 hours a week and if you were seeing 3 people an hour, okay, and you were charging the typical rates about $97 an hour, and you were doing that four times
per session, 97 per session,
out of a month, If you were doing that 12 months out of the year, that'd be over $500,000 a year, okay? The thing is, most people, when I was doing it, I was only, in my own distance practice, I was only working 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. But yet, you know, I was making plenty, plenty of money to take care of my family. And so I don't think most people could probably do it 40 hours a week because it's kind of, it's a lot of mental work and it can be kind of tiring. But hey, if you want to do that, go for it. We have people making over $200,000 a year doing it. So making $50,000 a year, piece of cake. You could do that really easily. All right.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, I just muted Mariana because there's a lot of other stuff on her line, and I wanted to make sure people could hear you clearly. So just again, a couple of websites to give everyone on the call. Check it out. So that abundance webinar, that's the next one coming up is on Thursday. So you can sign up at KarenCann.com/bodycodeabundance, all one word, bodycodeabundance. Also, if you don't have a copy and you want a free copy of the Emotion Code book, electronic copy, Dr. Brad has graciously given us this link as well. The pretty link to that is KarenCann.com/emotioncodebook. And again, you get a free class with that as well. So a great deal if you are not familiar with the Emotion Code and you want to learn more about that. Like I said, I got so much mileage just from, you know, reading Dr. Brad's book. It's just totally opened up a whole new area. And I am, Dr. Brad, I am just so thrilled and pleased with you know what I've learned from you and expanded, and who knew that I'd be like, you know, the entity doctor.
Yeah, well, there's lots of them
take all
around.
The toughest cases. Yeah, and I enjoy it. Not everybody does, you know, and that's okay. But I really enjoy it, and some of the, you know, some of the weirdest things, you know, God and I have these conversations. I'm like, just like you said earlier, really? That's what you want me to do? Really?
Right.
I get that sometimes, and it's great. Now, we still got a bunch of people on the line, but I know we're running out of time. Dr. Brad, do you have time to do one more, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. All right,
absolutely.
So let me unmute this person. Okay, Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay.
Hello, Scott.
You might have to turn me down a little bit because I hear my echo. So.
Hello.
All right, go ahead and say, that's great.
Hi, Scott. What's going on?
Well, my health has led me to not have financial abundance. So whatever help you can give me, I'd appreciate.
Okay. All right, awesome. Well, okay, let's take a look here. Now, in the we're getting a lot of feedback. Are you on a speaker?
Oh,
I think Scott is on a speaker.
Testing.
Do you want
I don't
me to
hear the echo,
Scott, while you're testing?
No, I think we're good.
Hello.
Scott, are you there?
Yes.
No, we're good now. I'm not getting any feedback now, so I think we're fine. So, some of the things that we can do that we give you in this abundance guide are things that they're statements that we can test against your own subconscious to see where things are. Okay, and so so for example, we can check you to see if your subconscious mind feels that you deserve to have abundance, or if you deserve to be happy, or if you deserve to have freedom, or to choose what to do with your life. Things like that. And so these are things you can go in and you can test to see in kind of a detailed way to figure out what's happening. So let's check a couple things on you and see what shows up. So first of all, let's take a moment. I'll ask for some help for us from up above. Give me just a moment here. Okay, Scott, let's see if we've got a good connection. Can I act as proxy for you? And I'm muscle testing that and I get a yes answer. Okay, cool. So let's just test some things here, okay? And we'll see what shows up. Let's just test, first of all, Scott, do you deserve to be happy? And your subconscious mind says yes. Okay. Let's ask about another one here. Scott, do you deserve to have abundance? Oh, that one says no. So your subconscious mind says no. I deserve to be happy, but no, I don't deserve to have abundance. So now that we've got that answer, what we can do is we can go to the body code and we can ask, is there an underlying reason why you don't deserve to have abundance? And the answer is yes. Is it something on the right side of the chart? No. Toxins, circuits, energies. There's some kind of an energy imbalance going on here that's creating this. So let's see what this is. Is it something on the left side of this chart? I'm looking at the Body Code app, okay? And so I'm in the energies area. There are six things showing up here. Could be any of these. But it actually is something emotional. And let's see what this is. Is this a trapped emotion? No. No, you actually have, Scott, you have a heart wall. And were you aware of that? Or do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what a heart wall is.
Yes, I do. We've cleared it a couple of times.
Okay. Well, something's come back here. So it's probably just one emotion, maybe two, but let's just find out. You got a heart wall. Can we clear an emotion from your heart wall right now? Yes. Is the emotion in column A? Yes. Is it in one of the odd rows? No. So it's in row two then? No. Row four? Row four, column A. Is it anger or bitterness? Is it guilt? Okay, there's a trapped emotion of guilt. And do we need to know more about this? Yes. Okay, Scott, how old are you right now?
51.
51. Okay, this emotion of guilt, when did this occur? Did this occur earlier than age 30? Yes. Earlier than 20? Yes. Earlier than 10? No. Between 10 to 15, around 16, 17. I'm getting guilt from around age 17. Now, when we go back like this, it's accurate generally within a year, give or take. Okay. So you might have been 16 chronologically, maybe even 18, but it's right around that time frame. Does anything come to mind off the bat here?
Around that time is when I got diagnosed as type 1 diabetic.
Okay. So let's ask, does it have anything to do with the diagnosis? Was this before the diagnosis or after? This came after the diagnosis? Let's see. Let's ask this question. Do we need to know more about this? Not really. So what will happen is about 70% of the time, when people don't remember what an emotion was about, it'll come back in a day or so. Not always, but about 70% of the time that happens. So your body says we don't need to know any more about it. Let's go ahead and release it. So we'll just do a few swipes with the magnet. And let's ask now, do we clear that? Yes, we did. So let's ask now, do you deserve to have abundance? No. Okay. So let's take a look. Again, this is part, all of this is in this abundance package that we give you. And so what you do is we teach you how to do this and how to test these things to see what's really going on. Because this is all about getting your subconscious mind totally aligned with abundance. And if your subconscious mind feels that you don't deserve to have abundance, then it's not going to allow you to have abundance. Does that make sense, Scott?
Yep.
All right, cool. Okay, so let's take a look here. Is there another underlying reason why you don't deserve to have abundance? Yes. This is in the energies area as well. This is something else, though. This is an offensive energy. So let's see what this is. This is what we call a post-hypnotic suggestion. And these come from typically from repetitive music and video games. They desynchronize the cerebral hemispheres and they open the deep subconscious mind to these suggestions that are then put into the mind by entities, these entities that are around us, that are attracted to us when we're listening to maybe watching movies that are a little darker, or sometimes it's just the predominant music of the day since the early, since maybe the mid-1960s or so. A lot of music has these beats that tend to desynchronize the hemispheres of the brain. And so then what's going on with you is that there's a post-hypnotic suggestion that's been put into your subconscious mind. And did it come from an entity? Yep. What do we do without the entities? They keep us busy, right, Karen?
For now.
For now.
Until they're all healed, so this post- then we'll do something else.
Yeah. So this post-hypnotic suggestion, let's see what this is. Is it specifically about deserving? No. Let's see. I have to tune into this and let's see what it says. This one is a statement, and it's three words. It's, I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk. So if I were there with you, Scott, if you were to hold your arm out and make that statement, I'm a jerk, if I were to press down on your arm, it would be really, really strong because your subconscious mind actually believes this about you. So anyway, we need to clear this. We need to know more about this. No. So this is a post-hypnotic suggestion. So I'm going to go ahead and release this by swiping again with the magnet over the governing meridian. And let's release that. So let's ask, did we release that post-hypnotic suggestion? Yes. So now let's ask again, now that we've released that, do you deserve to have abundance? And actually the answer to that now is yes. So this is another way, see, where we can, it's another way that this works, where we can go into the deep subconscious, find and delete these problematic little energies that are in there, like the trapped emotion of guilt from age 17 and like this post-hypnotic suggestion that, you know, is telling you I'm a jerk. See, the problem is if you have something like this, like a little statement like I'm a jerk or I'm an idiot or I'll never have, you know, love or whatever it might be, if your subconscious mind believes that, then it will try to – it's kind of like a – your subconscious mind is like a heat-seeking missile, okay? That missile is going to try to follow the heat, and your subconscious mind will try to achieve – it'll try to do things to make sure that this is true, see? So what will happen is if you have something like this in the subconscious mind, like I'm a jerk, what will happen is during the course of a day, you might do 10 wonderful things and one stupid thing. But your subconscious mind will present that one stupid thing to you on a platter and it'll say, look, here's evidence. You really are a jerk, right? That's how it works. It's amazing.
Wow.
It'll skip all the good things you've done.
That's incredible.
Really.
Thank you, Dr. Brad. Thanks, Scott. Thanks. That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Scott. I'm sure that there's more work to do, you know. The beautiful thing about the abundance guide that we now have is that it's really complete, and you know you're able to do it on yourself, or you can have someone do it on you, you know, or with you. But ultimately the ideal thing is that you learn to do it yourself, and you go through and you check all these statements, like it's safe to be visible, it's safe to be successful, I'm okay with being successful, I'm okay with having more than I need, I'm worthy of abundance, all of these things. There, we've got several pages of these that you can test, and then you just, you know, go through and figure out what's going on, make the edits, delete those energies that are in there that are causing trouble, and then stand back and, you know, allow abundance to manifest. And that's what's really so fun about this, is that abundance just can manifest for you. You know, I have to share another testimonial with you. This is a woman named Ann Hessian. And to give you an idea how this can work, she said, not long after I started working with the body code, I found I had an idea allergy. So that's an allergy that you can have, an actual allergy to an idea that had started about 10 years before at a time when I was doing well financially. It started with a joking comment my husband made at that time about how well I was doing. Somehow my subconscious took it very differently than it was intended. Basically, I thought if I made a lot of money, he would feel he didn't have to work anymore. I wasn't okay with that. What the idea allergy boiled down to was this. If I make a lot of money and my husband is happy about it, I will resent him. But But if I make a lot of money and he isn't happy about it, he will be resenting me. Either way, if I make a lot of money, it will ruin my marriage. I cleared that idea allergy with three quick swipes of the magnet, but I still had no idea how quickly I would see the result of removing that one block. Within a week, I signed the biggest new client I had ever had in my business, and within a month, my income tripled. It has only continued to go up since then. I've continued to find and release other imbalances related to money and success ever since. I remain amazed and very happy that the release of that idea allergy had such an amazing effect on my life. So another great example of how this can work and how really powerful it can be. And again, remember, our natural state as children of God is to have is to be in a state of abundance. And that's the truth, really, about our existence. And so getting rid of the imbalances just allows us to be in that state that is the state of our natural existence and allows us to become who we are supposed to be. That's what it's about. So.
That's beautiful, Dr. Brad. And we've run out of time, everyone. So this has been great. Dr. Brad, thank you so much for spending 90 minutes with us and doing those mini healings. And again, people are interested in this. You know, sign up for Dr. Brad's webinar. And even if you can't make it live, still sign up. It's KarenCann.com/bodycodeabundance, all one word. That's the pretty link that take you right there to the registration page. So you can get connected, learn more about it, and see if the Body Code 2.0 is for you. And Dr. Brad, this, again, has been so fun. I'm so grateful to you. Bless you for everything that you've done in my life. And I think all my clients and patients also are very grateful. We have a lot of people saying thank you here on the chat. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Brad.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. You know, you're just a bright star in the universe and all the good that you do in the world. Thank you, and God bless you. And thank you, Julie and Mariana and Scott, for being our guinea pigs on our call today. And keep us posted. Okay. Let us know how things go.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now. Bless y'all.
Bye-bye now.